In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Beginning in the 1960s, there was a fad of translating blessed as happy, and it really was shown to be a horrible way of translating when you went through the Beatitudes and you heard, like, happy the poor in spirit. I don't think so. Blessed is a much better translation, and it's one of the things I'm very happy about was when they switched that back. I was like, yes, thank you. Because happy has a connotation of, you know, the worldly things, the things that make you happy and content in the world. But blessed is something different. You're blessed when God is with you, when God's presence is among you and God has shown his face upon you. And these things are a little different, because if you... Pardon me for a second. Blessed is different because with God, things are different. If we look at the list of the Beatitudes, you're not going to find anything that'll get you on the cover of People magazine or Time or GQ or get you your own reality series. Poor in spirit? Mourn? You know, we don't want to be around people who mourn. The meek? Those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for being obedient to God? That gets people to make fun of you. It doesn't get you admired. Merciful? No. Get them. But with God, it's different. And the Beatitudes show us the way to God and the way to be his follower within this world. And it also shows us that these things, being poor in spirit or mourning or being meek, does not mean that God has turned his face from you. Rather, God has shown his countenance upon you, and you are blessed. And that is especially the case when we get to the end ones, where you hear, blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness. You know, being persecuted does not mean that God is angry with you. In fact, it can mean that God is very pleased and has chose you to show him witness. And blessed are they when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad. They treated Jesus the same way. So one of the things about being a Christian is we have to learn to look at the world differently and rejoice at the things that God rejoices in, not what the world rejoices in. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.